What you're hearing is a song played at 1969 Woodstock. It's by Janis Joplin, and it is called Peace of My Heart. Throughout time, many things alter in a society, while some remain the same. Today, both Logan and I will be talking about how this idea is present in Woodstock 1969 and 1994. These music festivals emulate the concept of similarities and differences of these times through how they compare and contrast. Here with me today is Logan Parch, who's going to be telling you about Woodstock 1964. However, we're going to start with Woodstock 1969. It was a huge symbol for the upcoming genre of music in the 70s, and it was held on a 600-acre farm owned by a man named Max Yusker in Bethel, New York. It took place from August 15th to 18th, a three-day weekend. More than 400,000 people attended, and so many people went that the organizers had to admit people free of charge. This addition of people to a town with a population of only 2,700 people brought much revenue. About 30 groups performed in the 3 days, and the set list included names like Santana, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, and of course, Grateful Dead. This was the first event of the scale, and it was also the first time where the crowd truly felt in unity with the bands playing. One artist who truly had this effect was Jimi Hendrix, who performed this song, called All Along the Watchtower, among many others at this festival. Yes, that's right, Logan. But one way that they differed was the number of attendees expected. In Woodstock 69, the first festival of this scale ever, organizers only expected around 150,000 people. In reality, more than 400,000 people came. So many people showed up that the organizers had to allow free admission for these newcomers, which is similar to 94's Woodstock. Received publicity through these companies like 94 did. The main organizer was a man named Michael Lang, who had a friend who worked for Capitol Records. These two knew a few Ivy League graduates who were willing to financially back the event, which set it in motion. Another huge difference was that 69's Woodstock set records as being the first concert of this magnitude. The organizer had previously had the record at 40,000 attendees for a concert that he threw in Florida. So although these two concerts differ in some respects, the overall feeling associated with them was the same. They were both large gatherings of peaceful rock music lovers. Even though they were a bit messy at times, with performing times and population size being quite overwhelming, they both served a greater purpose of promoting peace and freedom. For instance, the 1969 festival emulated a huge shift in the music scene and culture overall. The rock music presented was more edgy and engaging than the music of the decade previous to it. The previous decade included music artists like Barbara Streisand, Bob Dylan, and the softer sounds of the Beach Boys. However, music presented at this festival was a lot more edgy, as I said before. It portrayed the new counterculture of political pacifism, sexual freedom, and social optimism. But on a different note, the festival promoted anti-war ideas. These ideas are said to have spread throughout many people. Thus, it had an impact on how Democratic President Lyndon B. Johnson later gave up his presidency bid due to his ideas of war and his actions in the Vietnam War. Thus, it's really easy to see that both 1994 Woodstock and 1969 Woodstock had a huge impact not only on our music culture, but on our daily culture as well. I'm sure for many years to come, that music will continue to impact our culture in a huge way as it already has. Hey, maybe we'll even have a 1999 Woodstock to celebrate the 50th anniversary. You never know. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Julia Gould and Logan Parch. Bruh.